Well, we certainly know that big technology companies such as Alphabet's Google and Facebook are undergoing a whole host of probes and regulatory reviews by federal regulators, but it's also happening at the state level. And it turns out that, probing and looking at and regulating these big tech companies is not cheap. So a lot of these states are really straining their purse strings here as they pursue some of these wide-ranging probes. To get the latest, we welcome Victoria Graham. Victoria is a Bloomberg Law antitrust reporter. She joins us from Washington, D.C. So, Victoria, give us a sense of kind of how the states are coping with all these investigations going on around big tech, not to mention the opioid crisis and everything else they're working on.
Sure. Well, there's more than 50. There's 50 attorney generals who are looking at Google. There's 47 attorney generals looking at Facebook, and this even includes Guam and Puerto Rico. And what's interesting, there's some dynamics to it that, the average person might not see at the surface, which is while there's, handfuls, dozens of states looking at this, there's only a core group of states actually a part of the executive committee at each for each probe. And those are the states that are devoting the most resources, the most time, the most attorneys to investigating these two companies and really putting a lot of money forward and a lot of time and effort to bring a case potentially.
So, Victoria, why are the states looking at this at all? Why isn't this not just a federal level where maybe they have more, they certainly have more resources and could maybe pursue this a little bit more aggressively?
Definitely. Well, of course, the Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission are investigating tech companies across the board. But states, definitely in the most recent months, have really amped up their scrutiny of tech companies. We saw even Sprint T-Mobile, which is a deal that was cleared by the DOJ. Several state attorney generals sued to block that deal. It's going into trial in December. So states are, really putting their power to federalism, showing that, while we can have the federal enforcers okay a deal or not scrutinize a company, the states have every right to enforce antitrust laws, which mirror the federal level laws as well.
So, Victoria, what do the states really want here? Have they said kind of what they're looking for in terms of remediation or just any kind of changes in behavior?
That has yet to come. These probes are in their very preliminary stages. I mean, the Google one was announced in September. The Facebook one mushroomed to 47 attorney generals in October. And from my conversations with the attorney generals who are part of these investigations, and also for what we see Google and Facebook talk about, these are wide-ranging probes. I mean, company documents spanning from acquisitions to internal executive emails have been asked by the companies. So it's really anything's fair game. I think one of the top acquisitions that's gained a lot of scrutiny is Facebook's past acquisition of Instagram. And states and also the federal enforcers are seeing if deals like that were done just to squash potential threats of new competitors.
Are the states cooperating at all to maybe share resources and ease the burden?
Oh, of course. When states enter into a multi-state investigation, there is a cost share plan. So all the states, before they sign on and publicly announce that they are spearheading this together, they say, X so-and-so state's going to front this many resources. So typically you see California, New York, and Texas are the three states that really spearhead multi-states because they have the largest populations, the most resources. But what's interesting about both the Google and Facebook probe is that California is missing from both of them. That's not to say that California isn't doing an investigation
right.
on their own, but they are. It's clear that they are not a part of these multi-states into either tech company.
Yeah, that's very interesting with Silicon Valley, of course. It's interesting. What a lot of tech investors, I think, are concerned about is that there's really been a change in tone as it relates to federal and state regulatory views of big tech. Historically, the U.S. has taken a very light touch. But now, over the last couple of years, it seems that we're seeing more and more regulatory oversight, more and more technology executives being hauled in front of Congress. Is there a sense that at the state level, they're saying, gee, if the feds are going to start looking at these guys, that gives us a green light to do so as well?
I definitely think that's the case. What's even possible is the states could be more aggressive enforcers, be more aggressive investigators than the Department of Justice. For example, in Ohio last month, their state legislature held hearings about how they could revamp their antitrust laws to go after Facebook and Google in particular. So the states are really thinking outside the box, whereas the federal enforcers, particularly the DOJ, they've been kind of slammed in the past for, not thinking outside the box, being very stringent in how they view the antitrust laws, whereas European enforcers, especially in the EU, are, you know, fining Google, fining tech companies multi-billions of dollars. I mean, you hear about these fines almost every other month, it seems like.
But there's no sense of these companies being broken up. Is that your belief?
There has been talk. I mean, we saw Machen Delrahim, the head of the DOJ, talk about it could go as far as a breakup if that is warranted. But a breakup, you have to go to court for that. And we saw with the Microsoft case back in 1998 right. when it was first brought, a breakup order was initially ruled, but then it was actually dialed back in an appeals court. So it's very tough. The last breakup we saw, think back to Standard Oil. I mean, it's a very high burden to bring. And even if the states and the federal enforcers have a great case, it all matters to one judge in the very end.
Very good. Victoria Graham, thank you so much for joining us. Victoria Graham, Bloomberg Law antitrust reporter, giving us an interesting story here as the states pursue some of these big tech companies. It really stretches their financial resources because we certainly know that the tech companies have very deep pockets and can litigate every and all of these regulatory issues going forward. So we'll have to see how this plays out, but both the federal level and at the state level.